Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Father, we thank you. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you for the blessing that you have for us this morning and into the afternoon. We thank you, Father, for the showers of blessing. We thank you, Father, for your eyes upon us and you delight in us. You delight in us. You delight in us, Father. You delight in us. No matter where we have been, no matter how deep we have fallen, no matter the circumstances we have involved ourselves in, Father, you remain faithful. Your love unto us remains steadfast. You never leave us nor forsake us. You always be with us, reaffirming your endearment unto us, every one of us in this place. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for you cherish us in the name of Jesus. And because you cherish us, you shower us with your blessings. You load us with your benefits in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be glorified in this place, Father. Be exalted. Be lifted up today in every life, in every individual in this place. Be exalted, be lifted up in the name of Jesus. May every life here shine for you. May they testify of your name. Everything about them, let it be a testimony of your greatness, of your awesomeness, and of your loving kindness. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, give worship a hand clap. Yeah. To the worship team. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, thank. Give a big hand clap. Barbara, come. Yeah, give a big hand clap to Barbara. Eh? Yeah, hallelujah. You all know Ronnie. Ronnie, stand and they see you. Yeah, Ronnie is back. Amen. Hallelujah. You can sit. Ronnie took off. Ran away. Amen. Yeah, things here were hot. So he took off, went to help some church somewhere. Then he landed, there was this in-touch thing. Eh? So there was a rotation of names, you know. So his name, and some name lands at my desk. So I call up the person and say, hey, hello, how are you? This is, do I know you? He say, yeah, you know me, I'm Ronnie. I say, Ronnie? Which one? Which is like the sound? I was like, Ronnie, look, you know, are you a member of LAT? You're not a member. After what? To delete you. But you guys don't know how many people I delete. Eh? You know, eh? Because there are people who are on those lists who are supposed to be on them. Eh? And it's not right for us to spend energy. It's just not right. Eh? Okay? So they're Ronnie, no, you're not a member. You know, eh? He's like, no, I am. Eh? Anyway, yeah, but it looks like you have come back to the hot seat. Amen. Glory be to God. But how about you should help me with these things? Eh? Okay, these are basic things to me. How can someone be leading and they're not being heard? And all of you are quiet. Eh? Life is going on normally. Eh? No, but you explain to the church. No, stand. Honestly, eh? I thought we had left some things. You explain.
She's growing.
Ronnie Camus, whoever was in charge of the sound, explain why someone is leading you. You're not hearing them, and it's okay. Honestly, eh? Come. People have to somehow be forced to be serious with God by explaining, because people think I'm bad. Eh? Yet it's not my work. You see, for me, I come on when Abbott has kept quiet about his playing. People are not being hard, his car with it. Damba is there just looking. Ronnie, most importantly, him, the song. You're not hearing Barbara, but it's okay. Isn't it? So we just explain how it works. Eh? Maybe I just don't know how. Eh? Music. Eh? You tell them, because people think I'm bad. Eh? So you save me and tell them, no, the pastor is right. Yeah, but don't lie. Eh? If the pastor is wrong, also tell them. Eh?
I'll partly take the blame. Sometimes the switch makes, and when that happens, I'm on the tab trying to maybe fix another channel. So by the time they told me Barbara was leading and she was low, it caught me late, but I responded immediately.
Okay. He's excused, amen? Now, Damba, come. You see things are not good. Why don't you switch? Why don't you do what Wenger does, you know? That's why Arsenal is winning games. Eh? Honestly, because Wenger sees that, you know, why do you be religious?
I actually thought that maybe the congregation was hearing her and just me who wasn't hearing her in the monitors. So that was me who wasn't hearing her in the monitors, but because sometimes the sound for the congregation.
Now, these are the excuses that I've heard over years. Same stuff. So why don't those things get rectified? It is, but these are the same things I hear, and I heard it from him once. That sometimes, first we are hearing, then we, you know. And I told them, I sat with you, and Finn, I told you, get someone who can monitor for you. Well, you know, didn't we say these things? And I told you to write them down, didn't we? So what went wrong?
For today.
Honestly, eh? You guys, I'm not a worship leader. I'm not, eh? But I can, these are basic things, honestly. Huh? You think you're safe? You're the one coming next. Glory be to God. You know, eh? You guys, this is for Jesus. Eh? You guys, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Because now you guys are safe for 5 minutes. Amen. Then I'll come for you. And you guys, you know who you're doing this for? You're doing it for Jesus. Honestly, you're not doing it for me. You're not doing it for these guys. Eh? If something is not good for Jesus, do something. Basics. Eh? One of the basics, if you're leading, you're supposed to be hard. You understand? Eh? Just imagine I'm preaching here and I'm not being hard, but I'm going on and on and on. Is that right? Do I have to go to school to learn that? Eh? You tell me. You go, Bob. Yeah? Then the guys who are with them, get away from their gun, do the right, because you're seeing you're not being heard. Isn't it? But really, you guys, Jesus, you know, for me, I think for Jesus, honestly, I'm thinking of what Jesus is. You know, he prepared this time to listen to LAT Sunday morning. That's how I think. I'm thinking Jesus. Honestly, I'm telling the truth. So when I see Jesus is not getting what he should get, and people are just okay with it, I can't sit there. I can't. I have to do something for Jesus' sake. Glory be to God. But the strange thing is that these guys have been with me for years. Eh? But honestly. Hallelujah. No. This is not you guys. What? I don't even tell you P2. 12 years ago, 2 years ago. Now we... P2. But the worst thing is, it is a pastor who has to come on. But can't you shout from there and tell... Hmm?
Emrone. You know people are not being. Why don't you shout at Barbara? Put the mic on you know? I was told that some people here to put it fear to put the mic real close. So they, you know, I was told on Sunday. So, you know, glory be to God. God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes. Amen? If you want me to behave, to stop behaving like this, you know what you should do? But God is good, amen? Now, last week, we talked about pride and humility. Simple things. You remember? Simple what? Simple things. Peter came to me at the end and said, Pastor, you're calling those things simple, but these things are deep. But haven't you been hearing about pride and humility since you're in nursery? People telling you to wear panka panka, be humble, Nursery stuff. Amen? Nursery things, Hallelujah. George also came to me saying, Pastor, you know, but really, what is so pride, what is deep about humility, Amen? Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This I am afraid that some of you will start going out here and lying to other people that our church, we are deep. Then people will come here and get what? Disappointed. When they are, but humility, but we know humility. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, what did we talk about last? Yeah, so we talked about humility. Its benefits, how if you're... Anyway, we read that scripture. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 to 7. The disciples of John the Baptist had come to Jesus. And John the Baptist is in prison. And he thinks, you really, Jesus, you should come and get me out. Okay? So he sends the disciples. He tells them that... go and ask him. Go and ask that guy. Are you the coming one? Or should we look for another? You know, So when they came to him, Jesus gave them a response. And as they left, Jesus told the disciples that concerning John, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? By the way, you should take these things I'm telling you very seriously. There's a sermon I preached about like 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago. I preached about getting a crown and keeping it. Now, in the week, little did I know that there's a man of God in Kampala who had just lost a crown. Hallelujah. In the sense that, according to heaven, his ministry had been taken away from him. Okay? Hence, that dream of the what? The shoes. I didn't tell you. The what? Second-hand shoe. You understand? Meaning it belonged to somebody. You understand? Hallelujah. Now, the things I'm what we've talked about last week and maybe today, by the way, we're going to continue talking about humility and pride, okay? Because God is taking you places, you're going to become great, and he wants you to remain great. And the way to remain great is by being humble. You become great by being humble. You stay great by keeping humble. Glory be to God. Amen? So take these things, very seriously. One day, I don't know when it will be. One day, I don't know when it's going to be, but one day, you guys will remember these what I've been, and you say, oh, glory be to God. I told you like 2 weeks, 2 months ago, I was telling you that I wish you knew what I know. Glory be to God. I wish you knew what I know. But you don't listen to me. Amen. So anyway, yeah. So Jesus said concerning John, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I said to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. So John, that was his what? His mission, to prepare the way of the Lord, to point to Jesus, not to point to himself. Glory be to God. Amen? Now that's why verse 11 applies to him. His whole purpose was Jesus. Amen? Nothing about him. Glory be to God. Amen? So he says that, assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than what? Than he. Hallelujah. Amen? So we say that you can become greater than John, and you can actually become the greatest. Amen? And Jesus defined what greatest means, according to him. Not according to you. Amen? Not according to what? Not according to you, not according to any human. And that is in Matthew 18, is it? Matthew 18, 4, it says, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of what? Of heaven. So the most humble is the what? The greatest. Okay? So become the most humble. And in heaven's perspective, you will be the what? The greatest. That is if you want to be the greatest. But I don't see why you shouldn't want to what? To be the greatest. For me, I want. I'm honest. I'm very honest. Hallelujah. We should be like Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, we read verse 5 to 11 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. You see? And became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, all those in heaven and all those on earth and all those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Okay? His greatness was a result of him humbling himself. Amen? You know this thing, don't you? P2 stuff. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. It says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. Be clothed with what? Humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Be like Barbara. Somehow I have to do all like that I can, so that we can what? Reconcile with Barbara. Hallelujah. But you know me, 2 years really. 2 years, bad guy, you know. Glory, glory, glory. Amen? So be clothed with what? Humility, yeah? Be clothed with humility. And we read from the final question how when you're clothed with humility, we read and say that it is the highest rank in heaven. The highest rank in heaven. You know, do you want to be highest rank, you know, in heaven, highest. You want to be the greatest, highest man. According to heaven, there's no other way. You have to be humble. Glory to God. And we saw in that book that people, Christians, who were not clothed with humility, were hit by the enemy. And the sad bit is they even didn't know that they had been hit. These are very sad things. You realize later when they hit you 5 years ago. Glory to God. You know? But at a certain point when Rick Jr. saw they were going to be hit, he wanted to gun warn them. Bagina Bakuba. And wisdom, wisdom, who is Jesus, told him, don't leave them. Because they won't listen to you. It's one of those things of, do not cast your pearls before swine. For they will trample your pearls, you know, under their feet. And then after they will come for you. They will do what? They will come for you and tear you in pieces. You see. So it is wisdom, sometimes, to leave some people for your own good. Baleke, you know, that doesn't sound like Jesus. But you see, if you go, they're going to hammer you, they're going to kill you. And anyway, they're not going to listen. You understand? So that is the importance. In whatever sphere, in whatever God has called you, please never forget to walk in humility. Oral Roberts, as was growing up, he's beginning to become great in ministry, and the mother told him that never forget where the Lord got you from. He told him, Oral, stay humble, in your eyes. You understand? He told him, Oral, stay humble. The mother told him, when all the money increases, when all people come and listen, Oral, stay humble. Glory be to God. Those are the lessons I listened to less than a year after I got born again. God's Generals by Lyadon. Those are the things man are listening to. Glory be to God. Amen. Hey, I listened to that guy. I was like, the wisdom he was speaking with. So I'm born again 1 year and I began to pray. I was like, God, let all the wisdom that is in Robert's ladder, let it be in me. Then I pray, let all the good that is in him, okay? When you're praying to get things from people, be specific. Say all the good. I'm telling you, if you don't, you might get every stuff, good and bad. So I used to pray, all the good that is in Lyadon, let it be in me. That is the same prayer Smith Wigglesworth, before he passed away. That's what he prayed for Lester Sumrall. You've heard of Lester Sumrall? But you have, some of you know, but some you've heard of Smith Wigglesworth. But there's a young man he prayed for. Got him, laid his hands on him, and then he began to pray. And Wigglesworth was crying. Tears were coming down his, his face. And he said, Father, all the gifts that are in me, say all the faith that is within me, let it be in this Wigglesworth. Glory be to God. Anyway, so I used to pray that stuff. All the good that is in Ladon. Okay? Ladon made some error, you know, but I still wanted all the good, the wisdom that he has to be in me. Glory be to God. This is many years ago, eh? Okay? Then just, was it last year? When I did a good work for this Casmol, you know, LAT, and God, you've done for me an excellent job. God take a what? A break. So we went to the States. Now, the moment the plane was landing in San Francisco, I received an email alert that Ladon was going to be in town for 2 days. I've shared this. But I met him in 205 and 206, like twice. I have pics. Very soon I'm going to make them my profile pics. And so, this time again, I meet him. And then, you know the story, how the Lord led me in a dream to give him some amount of money. And in the dream, I did it. And when I did it, the spirit of that which I'd wanted for years from him, in the dream, it came upon me. You understand? And God told me, you have just received that which you have always wanted from Lyadon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. God is what? God is good. So we have essentially done the scripture readings for the day. Hallelujah. Amen. We were there. We have read them. The first one was what? John the Baptist. Jesus said, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater, you know, than John the Baptist. But then he says, but the least, you know, in the kingdom is greater than he. And he tells us in Matthew 18:4, how to become the least by being the most humble. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have to be like Jesus. He humbled himself and became obedient even to the point of the death and the death of the cross. You know? Hallelujah. This is God becoming man, allowing guys to slap him. You know, creation to slap the creator. Hang on that cross naked. If there was no cloth on him, all those pigs are just to, you know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Amen? But because he had to serve, the Bible says he did not come to be served, you know, but to give his life a ransom for us. Hallelujah. We have to be like who? Like Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen? I'm so glad that Sandra is here today. Because I'm going to share a story that involves Bob Jones, which you have never heard. So I was praying, I hope Sandra comes. Glory be to God. You know Bob Jones? You know Bob Jones? Anyway, Bob Jones is a prophet who passed away not many years ago, a few years ago, but was a prophet, a great old prophet. He had a key role in helping Rick Joyner become who he is today, you know, Okay? A great prophet man, Hallelujah. Bob Jones, Okay? He helped, you remember? That's the thing we sometimes play here. When he went to heaven, you know? He died, went to heaven, and then he gets to heaven, and there are two lines, two queues, for those of you who are new here, you know? And so Jesus is here, and there are people on his left and on his right, okay? The people on his right are getting into heaven. The people on the left are going to hell. And the hell line is much longer. He said it was like 1 to 10. It was much more people going to hell. And as they were going to hell, some were wrapped in dollar bill notes. Because he said, whatever was their God on earth, they were going with their God to hell. So for some of them, money was their God. So they were going wrapped in their God, money. Some were in alcohol bottles. You understand? Because alcohol was their God. So, you know, you say whatever was there, you're going with him there. Okay? Then the guys on the right, the few on the right, you know, one by one, they would come to Jesus, you know, and Jesus would ask them only one question. What was the question? Did you learn how to love? One question. Okay? And some would get there and say, yeah, Jesus, yes, I learned how to love. Then say that Jesus' heart would open and they would just, you know, Okay? Then there was a lady, you know, who went and then she had many angels. You see, mob angels, like escorting her, you know. And Jesus said, she was great on earth. That's why she has all these angels, you know, escorting her into heaven. Okay? Then there was a young girl, you know, who had been crippled all her life, you know. And when she was on, anyway. So she spent all her life just praying for people, interceding, spending time with the Lord. Okay? And Jesus said about her that there are few as great as her. One of the things I hear, and I'm like, God, I want this to be said of me. First of all, not when I die, because I'm not dying. You know, I'm not dying. So what? You die? Me, I'm not. Amen? But if a mistake happens and I die, then you remain there laughing. You know these guys, he used to say, now where is it? I'll be there when I'm like, man, I'm not even anyone. You know you're in glory, so you even don't care what people are saying. Okay, anyway, so few as great as her. Glory be to God. So even as I'm still around, I want, for me, I think these things. And someone come and tell me one time a dream. Say, Pastor Moses, to be honest, I'm not lying. I had this. Jesus, it wasn't just a dream. Jesus walked into my room. And he told me, I want you to be like Moses. They are few as great as her. Actually, Jesus to her and say, actually, there's no one. Not just a few, no one. Like what? Like him. But you know the key, humility, and humility involves obedience. You can't be there humble, but you're not doing what God is telling you to do. Humble, but first of all, you're not doing what God is telling you to do. Amen. So then his turn came. Meanwhile, when people were being asked, did you learn how for him? He was like, yes, this is the best day for me. I learned how to love. So he was like, man, when my turn comes, there was a lady who Jesus asked, did you learn how to love? And she told Jesus, only you, Lord. As in, I'm not lying, yeah, only. And Jesus said, yeah, I know. But you get into heaven, you know, saved by grace. However, no rewards. Amen? So anyway, Bob Jones' turn comes. He gets before the Lord, and the Lord, I think, asks him, did you learn how to love? He said, yeah, you know. Then Jesus is like, if you look on your left, and you really look on your left, guys are going to hell, and you still want me to allow you into heaven, then I will. So a guy looked on the left, man. So, man, the shock on people's faces as we're going to hell, like they couldn't believe it, man. You know, then he said, no, Jesus, I'll go back just at least to save one soul. And Jesus said, yeah, you go back. However, you not only save one, but told him he'll take part in raising up like a billion. And then he will also help some people, young people, who will be leaders in a movement. that will be part of this great work. You remember all those things? Eh? Now, one of the people who closely was associated with Bob Jones, again, who Bob Jones helped to raise. Of course, Rick Joyner is one of them. The second person, most of you haven't heard about him, unless you have ever been at VCC Church in Tinda. There's a gentleman called Mike Biko. Have you heard of Mike Biko? Imani. You know, those are very serious guys, man. Mike Biko. Okay? Go and listen to him, Read about him, Okay? Now, I was coming to this. One day, in 1984, before Albert was born. Hallelujah. Before who? How Shizu was born. Yeah, in 1984, one time, Mike Biko, he was a young man. Then, I think he was praying. Then he had, like, a voice like thunder. You know where, like, loud. It was from within and also from without, from outside. Like thunder, it was the voice of the Lord. You know, And the voice just said one thing. The voice said, call Bob Jones. Call who? Bob Jones. He has a message for you. As in, I've given him a message for you. You're like, but God, why don't you tell me? Why do you complicate things? Keep things simple. Tell me. Hallelujah. Amen. He told him, call Bob Jones. He has a what? Yeah, call Bob Jones. He has a message for. I have a message for you. Call Bob Jones. So anyway, that day, they linked up with Bob Jones. Then Bob Jones gave him the message. Okay? The message came in a vision. Came in a what? A vision, a clear vision. So says Mike, what? Biko. In this vision, Bob Jones was taken back in time to Joseph's dungeon. Remember? Joseph in the Bible, when he was a prisoner. Okay? So he was taken back in time there. You know, and he saw exactly what happened. Like the real stuff. Okay? So Joseph saw in prison. He saw him with those guys he was in prison with. Okay? And the message that God had for him was in there. Okay? Let's read that bit. Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter what? Chapter 40, verse 1 to 8. It says, it came to pass after these things that the butler, now this is also a cupbearer, you know, a cupbearer. He used to hold a cup for the king, the pharaoh, with wine, you know. And the baker or the king offended their lord, the king of Egypt. They did what? Offended their lord. So now, in the vision Rick Joyner had, brother Bob Jones had, it was revealed to him that the accusation against these two guys was it was poisoning the king and his family. So the baker, the bread guy, was being accused of that, put poison in bread. Okay? The wine guy, the cup bearer, also being accused by the king for trying to poison the family. Okay? So, Pharaoh was angry with these two guys. Verse 3, so he put them in custody in the house of the captain or the guard in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain or the guard charged Joseph with them and he served them, so they were in custody for a while. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, had a dream. Both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with its own interpretation. And Joseph came into them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of his Lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" And they said to him, We each have a dream, and there's no interpreter of it." So Joseph said to them, Don't interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please." Okay? So anyway, the story goes, they tell him the dreams. Joseph interprets them. You remember? Joseph interprets them. And so he says, he tells the baker that you're going to be killed. That's what your dream means. And he told the cup bearer that for you, you're going to be exonerated. Okay? So verse 20 to 22, it says that now it came to pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he replaced a cup in Pharaoh's hand. He placed a cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hung the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Okay? So Bob Jones is taken back in time and he sees all these things. Okay? Details which are not in the Bible. So now you know. These guys were in prison because accusation against trying to poison the king and his family. Okay? And the guy who really had plotted that was what? The chief baker, and he was killed. Glory be to God. Poison. Okay? So Jesus shows Bob Jones this vision. Okay? And from that vision, Jesus gives Bob Jones a message from it. He tells him that these two guys represent two ministries. Two kinds of ministries in the world. He tells him the baker, who puts bread, poison in bread, represents ministries in the world, which are apparently serving Jesus, represent ministries in the world, which everything they do, music, preaching, everything they do, does not promote humility. Like, in what they do, the service they do, there is the poison of pride. Bob Jones sees this whole experience, and then Jesus gives him a message, like what wants to tell him using that event, that story. And he says that the baker represents ministries in the world. Everything they do, the preaching, the music, what? It is all promoting this poison of pride in them. So, what they do does not promote humility in those who hear what comes from that ministry. What, like everyone who's associated with the ministry, whatever they get from there, it does not promote humility. And Jesus said that is what the baker represents. And remember, he was executed. He was killed. So Jesus told Bob Jones, but remember, it's a message he's supposed to give what? Mike Bickle. He tells him that Jesus is going to remove his hand off those ministries. Because now what they're doing is no longer his, so he's going to what? Remove his hand from them. And he says that is something like, well, anyway, within a short time, what they will like go off the scene. Well, anyway, they will just become irrelevant because God's hand is not on them anymore. Glory be to God. Amen? So you can see how serious this thing called humility is, so key to the heart of the Lord. Are you listening to me? Of course you are. Glory be to God. Now you can see what I'm always listening to. I have a list of serious guys I know. Who preach. I don't just go listening to every preacher I know in America on TV. There are guys I've known for many years. So the guys I go and I eat from. People now with serious things to say. These guys were just out to make people excited. What? You know, the grace of God. By the way, some of you guys think I don't believe in the grace of God. I do, That's why I love the scripture that says God gives grace to the humble. You understand? So I humble myself so that I can receive grace. You understand? If I didn't want grace, I wouldn't humble myself. You understand? However, what I'm against is this thing which has messed up people around, the children of God. You know, there's a lot of some poison in it. You know, everything, by the way, you can take it to extremes. Everything in the Bible which is right, doctrinal right, you can take it to an extreme. So the great thing I'm more against is this thing which has been taken to the extreme. Why fast? What is your fasting going to add to Jesus, to the work of Jesus? You understand? Giving, why give, you know? Jesus did it all for you. What is your giving going to add on to the work of the Lord? You understand? No, you see, taking shoot to the what? Extreme, man. So those are the things I'm against. Otherwise, I want grace. That's why I'm doing my best, by the grace of God, to humble myself, so that I can get more grace. Do you understand? I am for these things. However, I have been around, so I know some of the extremes in the church. And these cycles come and go. Then the new guys on the scene think Echintuchipia. You understand? And the older guys are looking, say, now, we just give them 6 months. They are going, and this is why, man, you had better listen to these old chaps. Even when they are wrong, they are not always completely wrong. And some are not wrong at all. You know, I've told you last week and the other week that now, from the dreams I've had and the dreams I've had from people, I have come now to respect by those old chaps who have been in ministry for years, and man, they are still on track. I've come to respect them. In fact, very soon I'm coming up with a doctrine. A doctrine like, man, don't let your circles not just be with young guys, your age mates. Especially if you're what? Like a preacher. I'm thinking serious about these things. Just guys, you all agree on the same thing, then they flatter you. You know all those things. Man, it's dangerous. This guy did it. Who was it? There was a king in Israel. Solomon. Rehu. Anyway, there was a king who, so he gets on the throne. Then he needed to do something, so he asked the older guys who are with the dad what to do, And then they told him, do this, good stuff. Then he listened to the young chap, says, what? Contemporaries. Then they told him, they gave him wrong advice, man. Young guys, man. Disregarded the older chap's what? And now, that was the beginning of his what? Glory be to God. In fact, today as I was coming in the car, in fact, I'm going to make it one of my prayers for God to man send me some old way. You know, like Dr., you know, Magara, such guys, you know. I was going to mention another name and all of you guys would go out. But you know the name I was going to mention. Those guys are not cowards. You know? And in fact, they can tell you that, man, we did this, it was wrong, so this is how you should avoid it. You understand? Eh? Glory be to God. You're there, you're just married, you surround yourself with your boy university friends, what? With single chicks, to give you what? Advice how to do a marriage. Glory be to God. You disregard, you know, some older guys who have been in this thing for 20 years. Yeah, that's old generation. You know. But those guys can look, you know, there's that saying in Uganda. Anyway, it doesn't matter. However, these things are very what? Serious. Yeah, since we have talked about, I thought I wouldn't share this, but now let me read it. Because I've seen, I have time, and I've told you all that I was supposed to tell you today. By the way, I have. Yeah, nothing deep, amen? Yes, the path. You've read The Path by Rick Joyner. By the way, the next Bible studies we're going to have, I think like starting November, October, we are going to study books. Glory be to God. But I was supposed to read this thing. I've read it before. Page 110. Hallelujah. Yeah. So Rick Joyner, now these are visions. But read this book, please. So he tells someone, one of the kids who asks him something. He tells him that, I will share with you what I think is the most practical lesson I have learned from studying history. He told him that the saying is true, that those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The cycles of history are tragic. Mankind has made impressive progress in many ways, but in some of the most basic, the most important issues of all, we do not seem to have learned much. We keep repeating the same mistakes. The church has been just as guilty of this as the rest of the world. Every spiritual generation tends to make the same mistakes as the previous generations. You've heard that. Now let me skip a paragraph and go to another one. Rick Joyner says, he's asked, why do you think this is so? So Rick Joyner answers and says, it is a combination of things. But I think the most prevailing reason is pride. The core of this pride causes every generation to think that they are better than the last one. We tend to think we are smarter, wiser, and definitely not like our parents. Now, for church, you can read it as what? Past leaders. And he says that, and this keeps us in the trap. As we grow older, ministries, churches, as they grow older, we become just like our parents, all out of a reaction to our parents and trying to be different from them. We become even more shallow shells of who we could be. Now that is scary. You become more shallow. Put it in another way, you do worse things than those who have gone on ahead of you, who you thought were stupid. By the way, I'm not the one who wrote this book. I've written one book. And it hasn't yet become a bestseller. Because who is that guy? You know, NBS. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Okay? Reactions to the problems of our parents or anyone else will not get us free of this trap. Only repentance and the humility that would enable us to be teachable will get us free. Okay? The Lord gave us the answer to this dilemma when he gave the law to Moses and commanded us to honor our fathers and mothers. He did not say honor the great ones or even just the good ones. But whatever parents you got, if you got Apostle Sarah, you understand, you know. Then he says, I think if our mindset was to honor those who have gone before us instead of disregarding them, then we could even learn so much from the bad ones that our progress could be multiplied. Then you quote someone who said that when an old person dies, it's like a library burning down, that our elders are not listened to, that we do not try to learn all that we can from those who have been this way before, is one of the greatest mistakes and the reason why we repeat the great mistakes of history over and over again. Glory be to God. God commanded Israel to repeat their history every year. This was not to get them to live in the past. To think of old wine, you know. This was not to get them to live in the past. Yet we cannot deal with the present or the future as we should if we forget the lesson of the past. Not respecting the past enough to study it is probably the main cause that so many empires have risen through all that it takes to build such a thing, only to disintegrate for the lack of a simple, basic understanding. And the book goes on and on. Hallelujah. Joseph is a dungeon. The baker put poison in bread to kill the king and to mess up his kids. And Jesus said that represents ministries who have put pride in everything that they do. And it is poisoning all those who are hearing, who are associated with it. You know, it's poisoning the king's kids, Jesus' kids. And Jesus said, tell Mike Biko, I'm going to remove my hand of this. Just like the baker was executed. So he was saying that those ministries, like Jesus, like, I'm going to make sure that they come to nothing, that they get off the scene. Hallelujah. Amen? You see, you're going to become great. You're going to become great. If you just listen to what this unknown Pastor Moses has told you over the years, if you've been here for 1 year or two, you have to become great. You have to, if you want. For me, I want. But you have to build a solid foundation for that greatness. And the foundation for greatness is humility. Glory be to God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Okay? And when you're exalted, to remain there, you have to keep that foundation. All right? All right? Now, Eliti, we should do all that we can, not to put poison in what we serve with the people. In fact, God told Bob Jones, tell Mike Biko, that everyone he puts into me to do this and that, They should be the kind who don't promote pride. Whatever department in the ministry, told them, put people who don't promote what? Pride. All right? These are very serious things, and they are relevant to the times we're living in, and they'll always be what? Irrelevant. Glory be to God. Amen? I have other things to say, but we shall say them another time. God willing. Hallelujah. Promote humility, guys. Amen? Don't be caught on the side when you're promoting what? Pride. In the body of Christ. Hallelujah. In your workplace. In anything. Hallelujah. I have a message for you. Call Bob Jones. Bob Jones had been taken in that place. Then he showed everything that happened, which is on the Bible, and then he told, and then Jesus got a lesson for him. Because this Mike, because his ministry was gonna become great. You know, it is one of those things which Bob Jones saw. Was it a thunder? What? In Kansas? It's there on that love thing. When we traveled and came back. Like a bomb blast. You remember? That he was talking about that ministry. And Mike Bickle was young in those days. And God will say, I have a great work for you. However, there is this thing you have to pay attention to. Otherwise, if I get you up there, you will come down tumbling if you don't keep this in your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at the things you're doing right now in your life. You understand? Whatever you're doing at work, whatever you're doing on the pitch, you know, if you're supposed, you understand, whatever nonsense you're writing on Facebook, you see, look at those things, and use this yardstick to see whether whether you're promoting humility or pride. Hallelujah. I've told you, I don't know now, I think 2 months or a month, that eventually will be really very serious. You know that they are very serious if you knew what I know. Glory be to God. Amen? And again, I tell you, if you took what Elvis tells you almost every Tuesday, if you just do what he tells you to do, that, and it is written in the Bible, that do not consider the things which you see. But then you say that consider the unseen. So if you can just look at things, you know, beyond what you're seeing, and then look at them with the eyes of God, you'll get a very big shocker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So make Jesus your whole purpose, the whole reason for doing anything. Be like John the Baptist. John the Baptist just did only one thing, was to point to Jesus. You know, his mission was that. Hallelujah. And when his mission was done, if you have read When God Walked the Earth, when that mission was done, that's when God allowed the devils and whatever to get John imprisoned, you know, and Jesus didn't get him out, and he told him why. Read that book. Amen. We have a copy of it, I guess. A soft copy. When God Walked the Earth. But the point is, John did one thing, and that's the one thing God wants you to do. Everything that you do, let it be for Jesus' sake, not for anything else. Not for yourself. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. The reason why I can throw guys out of this church, eh? Amen. You know, like I make statements that gets people out of here, is because I am really doing all this for Jesus. And as long as he's doing the simple basic of paying rent, anyone can go, because the rent is paid, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. There was a time, I think, when we celebrated our first anniversary, long time ago, most of you were not here. Amen. Many people who were here left. Amen. Because I was not doing what people want me to do. You should be seen. That's nonsense. I'm about that. Trying to keep appearances, play politics. So people say, Pastor Moses, what, you understand? He's not receiving from over where, you know. Anyway, but shortly after we celebrated the anniversary, there were guys who God revealed in dreams. Christians. Whose whole agenda, Christians. Who are respected in some circles. God exposed these guys in dreams. Their whole plot was to empty this elite. Because this Moses guy, you understand? Can you imagine? Now, so then in a dream, there was a dream which came when, like, we were meeting here, LATA, there was tight security. You understand? In fact, in this dream, there were like German Shepherds and CIA, FBI, tight security. You understand? So God was just showing that there's an attack coming. You know? And in the dream, actually, there was something about like a treasure to be stolen, which is people, God's people, you understand? And God said, but this thing is so precious to me, I have to. So in the spirit also, God did his bit against his children. Can you imagine? Such things. And they saw that dogs, which are, they were there, you know. Now, again, this is what I was telling you last week, that when I see some of you here, I get shocked. I don't know what you're doing here. It's a mystery. Shortly before, you remember we just celebrated the anniversary a few weeks ago? On, I think it was Friday before the anniversary, I had a dream when, basically it was talking about LAT. And dogs were released and they were security dogs, man. Because again, and we're still in that season. We're still there. Like heaven is really anticipating there's something. Because this guy, you understand? So that's why I get surprised when I see you guys here. I think some of angels come and they dress you up, then they get you in cars, then they fly the car, then they drop it here. I'm telling you, I just don't know how it happened. Many of you, I look at you, I just don't know. But it looks like those dogs are doing one, they are guarding something so precious. You understand? But why did I share this? I was coming to something. Anyway, but God is good. God is good. Remain humble. Remain what? Humble. And do what Elvis tells you to do. Don't look with what? With the physical eyes. You'll get deceived. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for what we have had. We thank you, Father, for your preparing a great future for us. You have greatness in store for us. And we thank you for your preparing us. You're preparing us to handle that greatness, to handle that greatness, to handle it real well by keeping you and only you as the bottom line. Doing things not because of us, but for the sake of the kingdom. For your sake and for the sake of the people that you bring unto us to influence for God. Father, in whatever any one of us does at our workplaces, in our families, Father, may we be those who promote humility. Who promote humility and unity. In the name of Jesus, may we not be caught on the side that promotes arrogance and pride. For Father, you don't delight in that. You don't delight in that. You take pleasure in the humble. Father, help us as LAT. Help us as LAT. Every member of LAT, those who are here and those who are not here. Father, we need your grace. We need your grace to remain on track. We need your grace to remain serving you. We need your grace, Father, to remain humble. So, Father, if there's anything we ask for today, is your grace. Grace, grace, and more grace. That's what we ask of you today. We thank you. You bless our week. Life treats us well this week. We see goodness. We experience testimonies. We experience breakthroughs in this week. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.